Chapter 21. The Sin of Moses. The Lord brought the Israelites to the same place in the wilderness where they had been tested soon after leaving Egypt. At this place, the Lord had brought water out of a rock. This water had continued to flow until just before the Israelites again came to the rock. The Lord then caused that never-failing stream to stop giving water. God wanted to test his people once more. Would they trust God, or would they again complain against him? The people were thirsty. They became impatient because they could not find water. They did not remember God's power that had, nearly 40 years before, brought water from the rock. Instead of trusting God, they complained to Moses and Aaron, saying, "It would have been better if we had died in front of the sanctuary along with our fellow Israelites." They wished they had been among the people destroyed by the plague in the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. With great anger they asked, "Why have you brought us out into this wilderness? Just so that we can die here with our animals? Why did you bring us out of Egypt into this miserable place where nothing will grow? There's no grain, no figs, no grapes, no pomegranates. There is not even any water to drink." Moses and Aaron moved away from the people and stood at the entrance of the tent. They bowed down with their faces to the ground, and the dazzling light of the Lord's presence appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the stick that is in front of the covenant box, the ark, and then you and Aaron assemble the whole community. There in front of them, all speak to the rock over there, and water will gush out of it. In this way, you will bring water out of the rock for the people, for them and their animals to drink." Moses went and got the stick as the Lord had commanded. Moses yields to impatience. Moses and Aaron assembled the whole community in front of the rock, and Moses said, "Listen, you rebels, do we have to get water out of this rock for you?" Then Moses raised the stick and struck the rock twice, and a great stream of water gushed out, and all the people and animals drank. But the Lord reprimanded Moses and Aaron. He said, "Because you did not have enough faith to acknowledge my holy power before the people, you will not lead them into the land that I promised to give them." Moses sinned. He became tired of hearing the complaints of the people against him. Instead of speaking to the rock as God commanded, Moses hit the rock twice with the rod after saying to the people, "Must we get water out of this rock for you?" Moses did not speak wisely. He should have said, "Now God will show you another sign of his power. He will bring you water out of this rock." Moses failed to give God the glory for causing water to flow again from the rock. Moses did not honor God before the people. Moses did not do what God told him to do, so God did not permit Moses to lead Israel into Canaan. A divine miracle was necessary to supply water. Moses and Aaron should have used this miracle to lead the people to reverence God and trust in his goodness. Instead, Moses was angry and impatient with the people. He said, "Listen now, you rebels, must we get you water out of this rock?" In saying that, Moses was admitting that the Israelites were right in accusing him of being their leader, not God. God had forgiven the people greater sins than this mistake by Moses. But God could not regard a sin in the leader of his people in the same way that he did the sins of the people who were being led. God could not excuse Moses' sin. God could not allow Moses to enter the promised land. The Lord gave his people proof that he was the mighty angel who brought them out of Egypt and led them in all their travels. Moses was not their real leader. The Lord said, "I will send an angel ahead of you to protect you as you travel and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Pay attention to him and obey him. Do not rebel against him, for I have sent him, and he will not pardon, forgive such rebellion." Moses had taken glory to himself that belonged to God. Now the Lord must let Israel know forever that God, not Moses, had brought them out of Egypt. The Lord had given Moses the big job of leading the Israelites, but the mighty angel went ahead of the people and directed all their travels. Israel easily forgot that God's angel was leading them. They were always ready to think that human beings were doing that which God's power alone could do. So God kept testing them to see whether they would obey him. At every trial, they failed to obey God. They failed to honor him. God had given Israel many wonderful signs of his power, care, and love, but the Israelites did not trust God. They blamed Moses for taking them from Egypt and for causing all their troubles. Moses had been very patient with the stubborn people, who once had threatened to stone him. Moses' heavy punishment. The Lord wanted to remove forever from the minds of the Israelites the idea that Moses had delivered them from Egypt. So God decided not to allow Moses to enter Canaan. God highly honored Moses and had shown Moses the divine glory. God took Moses into a sacred closeness with himself upon Mount Sinai. God spoke to Moses as a man would speak with his friend. God gave his laws and commandments to the people through Moses. Moses was very honored of God, so Moses' sin was worse than Israel's sins. Moses repented of his sin and humbled himself greatly before God. Moses told all Israel how sorry he was for his sin. Moses did not hide the result of his impatience. He told the people he had failed to give God the glory, so he could not lead them into the promised land. Moses then asked the people to think of the punishment he must suffer. If God would punish him so severely for his impatience, they should consider how God must feel about their continual complainings. They had blamed Moses repeatedly for the punishments they brought on themselves by their own sins. Only one time Moses had given the Israelites the idea that he had brought them water out of the rock. But Moses should have glorified the name of the Lord among his people. The Lord wanted the Israelites to realize that Moses was only a human who followed directions from the Son of God, who was and is mightier than Moses. God would not leave any doubts with his people. Moses had been highly favored with special views of God's majesty. Much of God's light and glory given to Moses. Moses' face reflected the glory that the Lord had let shine upon him. When much is given to a person, much is demanded. Every one of us will be judged according to the opportunities and knowledge we have. Many times, the actions of good people are copied, so the sins of good people are especially offensive to God. The sins of God's people cause Satan to rejoice and to annoy the holy angels by laughing at the mistakes of God's people. The sins of God's people give unrighteous people an excuse for rebelling against God. God led Moses and showed Moses the divine glory in a way that God had never shown anyone else who lived on earth. At first, Moses was not a patient person, but he took firm hold of the grace of God. He pleaded so humbly for heavenly wisdom that he was strengthened by God. Moses became a patient person. At last, God said that Moses was the mildest and the most patient man upon the earth. Aaron had sinned with Moses at the time of bringing water from the rock at Meribah. So the Lord said Aaron could not enter the promised land of Canaan. Aaron died at Mount Hor. Moses and Aaron's sons buried Aaron in the mountain. They did not want the Israelites to be tempted to make a great ceremony over Aaron's body and be guilty of idolatry.